Welcome to the Deep Dive. This is a special exploration brought to you by the Remedify Coaching Program. Think of it as your essential toolkit for launching your own business podcast. Today, we're tackling something really crucial: the hidden pitfalls, those common mistakes people make when starting an online business. We're not just, listing errors. We want to give you a shortcut, really. Show you what not to do so you can build strong from day one. Our guide today, it's an article called What Are Some Common Mistakes to Avoid When Starting an Online Business? It's a great resource from the Remedify Coaching Program's Business Solutions section. And look, this isn't about negativity. It's about seeing potential stumbles as, stepping stones, being prepared, turning challenges into growth, building that dream with confidence.
Exactly. And what's so valuable here, I think, is how practical it all is. It sort of flips the usual advice on its head. Instead of just do this, we're looking at the don'ts. Like having a map of the hazards on this, exciting journey of online entrepreneurship, it makes you ask right from the start, how can you take these potential mistakes and turn them into real strategic advantages proactively?
Okay, let's jump right in then. First big one, and it sounds so obvious maybe. Not having a plan of attack. The source really stresses it's not about needing some huge formal business plan.
No, not at all. It's about the core stuff.
Right. Like, who are you actually serving? What problem are you solving? And crucially, how are you going to make money?
Precisely. And the real trap here isn't just not having a plan. It's that many entrepreneurs, they think they have one, but it might be more like a wish list. Or it's too rigid. The source points out you need to understand your customer, your offer, your pricing, but also, and this is key, your cash flow. How long will your money, your runway actually last? That's not theory. That's survival.
That makes perfect sense. Financial clarity from the get-go. And speaking of money, that brings us straight to the next mistake. Not worrying about money. It's so easy to get caught up in the excitement, the optimism.
Oh, absolutely.
But the article is stark. Running out of cash before you gain traction. That's a real common risk. I've seen brilliant ideas just stall because of this.
It really raises that question, doesn't it? How do you balance that essential entrepreneurial optimism with, the cold, hard financial facts? The advice is clear, a detailed financial plan. But here's the thing, Optimus. It's not just milestones. It's building in a buffer, a significant one.
A buffer, okay.
Yeah, because startups nearly always underestimate their cash burn, sometimes by a lot. Mm-hmm. So you need to plan, yes, but also stress test those numbers constantly. It turns potential panic into just structured growth. Keeps the enthusiasm alive without crashing on preventable money problems.
Okay, solid foundation, plan, finances with a buffer. What trips people up next? The source says, focusing too much on the little stuff. Oh, this one hits home for so many. Agonizing over the business card font or the perfect shade for the logo.
Right. Well, the main thing, the product or service, isn't even validated yet.
Exactly. What's the core message there? Prioritize.
Ruthless prioritization. That's what's fascinating. The little stuff feels productive, doesn't it? Like you're ticking boxes. But often it's just busy work. It delays the critical thing. Market validation. Ask yourself, does this activity directly help me get a customer? Validate my offer, bring in revenue. If not, it's probably a distraction, at least early on.
Hmm. Tough but true. Spend energy where it counts most.
Your time, your money, they're finite. Get the decor right first, then you can polish the edges.
Okay, next point. Competitors. The source lists ignoring the competition as a mistake. This feels a bit counterintuitive sometimes, right? You want to be bold, unique.
Yeah, but ignoring them is different from being intimidated by them. Understanding competitors, as the source suggests, isn't about copying. It's about smart differentiation. Right. You need to analyze them. What are they doing well? Where are they falling short? Learn from their wins and their losses.
It was like market research, basically.
Exactly. Practical market research. You see what works, what doesn't. Maybe you spot an underserved niche or a need they aren't meeting. It helps you find your unique spot, your value proposition, which is just absolutely vital in a crowded online world.
Right. Carving out your space. And that ties into the next mistake, taking too much time to launch. The source says, pretty directly, don't delay excessively, launch when it's ready, but don't wait forever. That feels like a real balancing act.
It is. It raises that big question about the perfect launch, which, let's be honest, probably doesn't exist. Timing really can make or break you. It's about knowing when your MVP, your minimum viable product, is good enough to get out there.
MVP.
Yeah.
So, not perfect, but functional, solves the core problem.
Precisely. Solves a real problem for a specific group, even if it lacks bells and whistles. waiting too long. You risk missing the market window. Competitors move in. You lose momentum. Getting it out there and iterating based on real feedback is usually way better than endless tweaking in isolation.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Get it out, then improve. Now, before we move on to the next set of crucial points, just a quick reminder for everyone listening. The Remedify coaching program has a ton of practical tools designed to help you get started and grow. For more business tools, things that can help you put these insights into action right now, head over to www.pnmoneymaking.com. That's pnmoneymaking.com. You'll find essentials like website builders, SEO software tools, really everything to build a solid online foundation. Definitely worth checking out. All right, let's get back to it. We're moving into digital presence and audience engagement now. Mistake number 6, spreading yourself too thin on social media. Oh man, this is such a common one. Trying to be everywhere. Facebook, Insta, TikTok, LinkedIn, X, it's exhausting.
And usually ineffective. What's fascinating here is the source's emphasis on quality over quantity, pure focus. It advises concentrating your effort, your time, your resources on the platforms where your specific audience actually hangs out.
So find where your people are and go deep there.
Exactly. Deep engagement on maybe 2 or 3 relevant platforms beats a shallow token presence on 10. Each platform needs a different approach, right? Master a few.
Makes sense. Don't just spray and pray. Okay, next one. This was highlighted multiple times, so it must be critical. Neglecting your email list. The source says build it from day one. Why is this so fundamental, especially when social media gets all the hype?
Because if you connect this to the bigger picture, your email list is arguably your single most valuable online asset. It's a direct line. You own it.
Own it. Unlike social media followers.
Precisely. Social media algorithms change. Platforms rise and fall. Your reach can get throttled overnight. But your email list... that's direct, unfiltered access to your most interested people. The source stresses not just building it, but nurturing it. Regular communication, providing value, neglect it, and you're leaving sales and real connection on the table. It's foundational for long-term relationships.
Wow. Okay, owning that asset, that's powerful. Now let's talk websites. Your online storefront?
Yeah.
Right. Mistake number 8, not optimizing your website. A bad website. That sounds like a big turnoff.
Huge turnoff. And this raises that critical point about first impressions and just user experience. The source is really clear on the priorities. Mobile responsiveness, it has to work flawlessly on phones. Fast loading times, people will not wait. And clear, simple navigation.
Like a physical store, again, easy to get in, easy to find things?
Exactly that. A clunky, slow, confusing website. It kills user experience, it hurts your search rankings, it damages your credibility instantly, especially mobile. If it's bad on a phone, you're losing customers, period.
Got it. Smooth, fast, easy. Okay, related to websites is SEO getting found on search engines. But the source warns against mistake number 9, too much keyword stuffing. So SEO is good, but overdoing keywords is bad. What's the line?
Yeah, it's a fine line, but the core advice is timeless. Write for humans first, search engines second. Keywords help people find you, yes. But just stuffing them in unnaturally, it makes your content awful to read.
Right. Sounds robotic.
Exactly. And it hurts the user experience, which ironically also hurts your long-term SEO because search engines like Google are smart now. They prioritize natural language, real value, good experience. Keyword stuffing feels like an old trick that just doesn't work anymore. It can even get you penalized. Focus on great content, then weave keywords in naturally where they make sense.
Value first, keyword second. Makes sense. And finally, it's so important gets mentioned again. Forgetting about your subscribers or email list. This is mistake number 10, really reinforcing point 7. What's the absolute final takeaway here given this double emphasis?
I think the powerful repetition just underscores how absolutely critical, how non-negotiable this is. Consistent engagement with your list. It isn't just nice to have. Newsletters, updates, exclusive stuff, it's essential. It builds loyalty, nurtures those relationships, drives sales. Think of your list as a living asset. It needs ongoing attention, ongoing care. Provide real value consistently. Build trust. Make them feel like insiders. That's how you get repeat business and advocates.
Don't just collect emails. Cultivate the relationship. Powerful. Wow. Okay, so we've covered 10 huge mistakes to sidestep. Planning, finance, focus, competitors, launch timing, social media, email, website optimization, keywords, and nurturing that list. The common thread really seems to be about being strategic, adaptable, and always, always learning. Like the source says beautifully, every mistake is an opportunity to learn and grow, stay adaptable, seek advice, and persevere. It really is an adventure building an online business.
It is. And that leads to a final thought, maybe a challenge for you, the listener. Thinking about these 10 pitfalls, which one resonates most with your current situation or plans? Which mistake to avoid are you going to prioritize addressing first? And more importantly, what's one concrete action you can take, maybe even today, to turn that potential challenge into a clear advantage?
That's a great question to reflect on. We really hope this deep dive has given you a clear, more confident path forward on your own journey. And remember, for more comprehensive business tools to help you start and grow, make sure to visit www.pnmoneymaking.com. That's PAENMONEYMAKINGDIIA.com. Also, don't forget to check out the episode description. We've put links in there to even more resources, not just for starting your business, but also for taking care of your health. Because, as the Remedify Coaching Program always emphasizes, your health is your wealth. Thank you so much for listening to the Remedify Coaching Program tools to help you start your own business podcast. We'll be back with another deep dive very soon.